Tuesday, November 17th. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Hanson. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we need a motion to approve the agenda, but what I'd like to do is move item number 14 to between items 9 and 10, so we would take that first. Those gentlemen are here.
Some will with the change.
Okay, make that the motion then. I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the vouchers in the general fund of 53605 to 53659. And that's it.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that. A motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 3rd regular town board meeting.
Move to approve, motion to approve the...
Minutes?
Town board minutes of November 3rd, 21.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye, motion carried. Treasurers report.
Okay, nothing too much happening. Slowing down at the transfer station, which is to be expected. So in the regular account, we have $1,368,083.36. And in ambulance, $472,169.07.
And then could you tell the reserve, what the reserve fund is?
Absolutely. The reserve fund has $187,304.21 with interest of $13.05. And that has the $21,000 subtracted out of it for the propane, which we will be replacing.
Motion to approve the treasurer's report for October 31.
I'll second that. A motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 14, which was moved, discussion possible action, approval of bartender's license applications for Shane DeBerney and Eli Mayo. Both those gentlemen are here. There was some background, a lot of it was older. Here are the actual reports. Typically, you know, we always look at something within the last couple of years and they were from further back. But they did come in case we had any questions. I don't have any.
I don't have any questions.
So...
I know both gentlemen.
Okay. So if there's a motion to approve those licenses?
I'll make that motion to approve the bartender license for Shane DeBerney and Eli Mayo.
I will second that. A motion's been made and seconded to approve the bartender's licenses for Shane DeBerney and Eli Mayo. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you, gentlemen.
We left store now.
We will go to item number 10, discussion possible action, bid opening on generators.
I gave the board two emails that we received. They were not sealed bids. There were two emails. One was for a generator for the fire station and one was for a generator for the town hall. That's all we received.
Yeah, and then we didn't receive any sealed bids for it, just these emailed ones. The one for the town hall was a price of $59,689.
Ouch.
And the one for the fire station was even better. It was $61,223.
Whoa.
Are they gold-plated?
Yes, being that these were emailed and not sealed bids.
They can't find anybody to install them.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to try to rebid it. And call around. Find other possible vendors, I don't know.
We didn't have that in the budget.
I was saying, we didn't have.
Yeah, we didn't have that in the budget.
That we have no choice but to.
Exactly. So.
I would, I guess. Yeah, that would be my recommendation is to rebid.
Do you want to make a motion to rebid the generators?
I do. I'll make that motion to rebid the generators and do what we need to.
See if we can get some interest in bidding on. I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to rebid the generators. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion possible action, bid opening on furnaces.
I have three here for some reason, all from the same place, petroleum, heat and power.
Bobby wasn't the service, so it would be in triplicate, huh? Right?
I don't know.
First one we got, scope of work, replace one Modine, including materials and labor, $150,000 BTU to town hall. Modine would be in the back, in the.
Shop?
Shop. For $2,413.61. Second one would be replace, oh, here, what is it?
Replace two Modines.
Replace one Modine.
This is one and this is two.
Okay, so he gave us a price to replace two Modines, $300,000 BTU, so it's doubling it.
Doubling.
For $5,936.92. And then this one is replace two furnaces, including labor and materials. One Heil, 100,000 BTU, 95% efficient, and one Heil, 120,000 BTU, 95% efficient. Total of $5,924.
Is that last one for the town hall?
That's for the town hall. That's, it's the furnace, the two furnaces.
Okay.
The other two are for the shop.
The single one.
Or the single one is for the.
The single one is for the.
For the fire station.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So the fire station one is for $2,413.61.
Then the two furnaces for the garage are $5,936.92.
For the shop were $5,936.92.
Two for the town hall.
Town hall was $5,924. And we budgeted, what did we budget?
Well, we didn't have the one in there for the fire station. We just had the two for the shop and two for the. Two for the town hall.
I told Pete just to have the guy go up there and, you know, that price is, if that's good, I guess we've got money this year, we can put that in.
Yeah.
You have that in your regular budget? You have that in your regular budget?
The thing is, what our bid notice read.
Yeah, it didn't bid for that.
We didn't bid for the fire station, but we have a price, I guess.
Normally, I just tell the guy to go put it in.
It's below the level.
Yeah, which we can, yeah, we could do a contract for that, but the ones that we can really just deal with this is for the two furnaces and the two Modines.
Is this for the shop?
Yeah, for the shop.
What's a Modine?
It's.
That's a brand.
Oh, the hanging units, okay.
And what did we?
I have it in the other one.
What was that?
I $14 for the generator. I can go get it.
Yeah, we better, my memory is as good as it used to be. Or in the basement, those are in the shop. Totally might just pull it out of my house or whatever. After that, same much. I heard she'd gone over there. She was a bookkeeper, CPA or something like that, on her own. Passing the bus. Literally. The bucks. I just don't remember what the book was.
Matt, is one of the, you say those are all the same thing? Those bids?
Well,
is there one I can have a copy of, or?
Yeah, they're separate, you know. One is for the two furnaces in the shop. One is for the two furnaces in the building, and then the third one, which we didn't ask for, was for the fire station. But yeah, you can have that. So.
I guess, who are they from?
Petroleum Heat and Power. Right at the road here.
We had $15,000 put aside for four furnaces.
And this total comes to $12,000. 5.9 and 5.9 is close enough to 12.
Yeah.
So it's within the amount that we had planned on. Yeah, something funny to get done.
No, it's always higher.
So, I guess. Here.
I can have one of these here.
Yep, if you would like, it's the only ones we got.
Right, and I'll make.
The four furnaces, right?
For the four furnaces, yeah.
Yep. So I'll make that motion to approve the two for the shop at $5,936.92. And the two for the town hall for $5,924.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the two bids from Petroleum Heat and Power for the shop and the town hall. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carried. I need my pen back.
Okay.
Discussion possible action hazard pay at transfer station. It's up for our rediscussion. I don't know if you have heard anything in terms of.
No.
If they're, you know, lifting masks or how are.
They're not lifting masks right now.
How's the COVID numbers been? They've been up, haven't they?
We just got a report, I believe there's 18. Yep, 18 active cases as of today.
It doesn't seem to be subsiding much. Well, you think we should continue with the hazard pay out there? I mean, I, if it's up and going up or staying, I don't have any problem with it. So.
Another 2 months?
Well, how long have we been doing that, every?
Three months.
Every 3 months? Go for another 3 months?
Something that.
Unless all of a sudden, you know, it drops off to nothing, well, we can put it back on, but at least for the next 3 months.
So, make the motion to continue the hazard pay.
I'll second that. Motion been made, seconded to continue the hazard pay at the transfer station. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion possible action, resolution 21-03, waive treasurer's short-term bond. Every year.
Every year.
Deal that we get now, with tax season upon us, resolution to waive treasurer's short-term bond, whereas the treasurer of the town of Lackawanna Flambeau, Vilas County, Wisconsin, is required to execute and deliver to the Vilas County treasurer a bond in compliance with section 70.67 per N1, Wisconsin statutes, and whereas section 70.67 per N2, Wisconsin statute provides for the method of meeting this requirement through the adoption of a resolution by the town board. Now therefore be it resolved that the town board, town of Lackawanna Flambeau, Vilas County, does obligate and guarantee the payment of all state and county taxes required by law to be paid by the town treasurer to Vilas County treasurer in case said town treasurer should fail to do so. In other words, we're guaranteeing that she's going to pay him. So. Like, I can make a motion to approve the treasurer's short-term bond.
Sure.
I'll make a motion, we approve the resolution for the treasurer's short-term bond, resolution 2021-03. Motion been made and seconded to approve the short-term bond. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. With that, we need a motion to adjourn at 5:17. I'll second it. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carried.